In the last several weeks, the St. Louis Public Schools and the Normandy School District traded places on the list of unaccredited and provisionally accredited schools. Congratulations to the city schools for regaining provisional status, and good luck to Normandy on its journey back to accreditation. Here in the St. Louis region, we typically only talk about our public school challenges, or occasionally the Kansas City challenges, but the list of unaccredited and provisional schools in Missouri, in addition to St. Louis and Normandy, includes Calhoun, Gilliam, Hayti, Hickman Hills, Jennings, Malta Bend, Spickard, Swedenborg, and Riverview Gardens. In total, these 14 districts come from all across the state and are rural, urban, large, small, predominantly white, predominantly African-American, but have at least one thing in common: a higher than the state average of children eligible for and receiving free and reduced lunches. This translates into children and their families living at or near the poverty rate. In Missouri, a family of four is eligible for free or reduced lunch if their gross annual income is at or below $29,965. Those of you with children, please take a moment and do the math on how you would make less than $2,500 stretch for everything you need in a given month. The state of Missouri's average free and reduced lunch per district is 49.5%. This figure represents the fact that families struggle to make ends meet each and every day. This struggle, in turn, increases the likelihood of external stress factors like the inability to stay current on rent or mortgage, keeping utility bills manageable, and putting food on your table. These real-life dilemmas occupy parents' minds and time and make it difficult to stay focused on their children's academic lives. Creating a stable sense of home is truly difficult. While there has been a growing recognition of the correlation between poverty and school performance, little has been done to systemically address it. Recently, a survey for the Normandy schools indicated that 111 organizations were working with the schools. This activity, unless strategically planned, will have minimal value. Here are some of the next steps that will and need to happen. The school district must prioritize what external programs are needed to keep a laser focused on student achievement. Only programs in prioritized areas and with a demonstrated quantifiable impacts will be partners moving forward. Our regional funding committee must allocate dollars to these impactful programs prioritized by the school district. Funding from the public sector, local, state, and federal, should prioritize funding to areas with clearly defined school support programs that have impact and scale. These public funds need to be in all areas of community, from housing, social services, economic development, health and wellness, and others. As the struggles of the school districts across the state reflect, it is not the size or geography that will determine success, but rather the quality of the education being provided and our ability to support the families and neighborhoods where the schools are located. We need to recognize where a child lives, their house, their apartment, their neighborhood matters. In essence, home matters. Home is about the life that happens in and around the house, as well as the life that fuels and draws out the best of the people within it. I'm Chris Kraemeyer.